My topic is freezing soil. So especially I'd like to talk about two things today. So first is water retention curve measured by the Karam freezing experiment. Then the other is the hydraulic property of the frozen soil evaluated by the two freezing models. So when soil freezes, so liquid water coexists with ice in soil pores. The pressure of this liquid water is much lower than that in the unfrozen soil, resulting in the water flow from the unfrozen soil to the frozen front, freezing front. So such flow affects many things like water and fertilizer management, microbial activity, soil erosion, and engineering aspect. So that it is important to know how much water flow due to the soil freezing. So to simulate such water flow due to the soil freezing, so we have to calculate the water and heat flow equations with the phase transition of water. So that time, we need the water retention curve and the hydraulic conductivity of the frozen soil. But there are very few works to clarify the water content, hydraulic head, and temperature near freezing front of the frozen soil. So, in this study, we first measure this with high accuracy and continuously. The sample used here is a volcanic silt from collected at the Faro field in Hokkaido, Japan. So, we packed it into the acrylic cup with diameter of 7.8 cm and the height of the 35 cm. Then, the 35 samples and the 70 DRs and the tension meters were installed from the cams like this. Then the cam wall was insulated. Then the cam was settled as a cold room with ambient temperature of 3.5 degrees Celsius over 24 hours to establish the initial water and the temperature profiles. Then the sample was frozen from the top by controlling the temperature at both ends of the cell at minus 8 degrees Celsius and 2 degrees Celsius. We actually performed the four runs with the same experimental conditions, then cut into the cells into 2.5 centimeter intervals at different frozen time to measure the total profile of the total water content. Here is the result. So this is the water retention curves measured at room temperature by hanging water method, pressure plate, and the dew point method. Then the solid line indicates the fitting curve by using the Fang-Einstein equations. The amount of the unfrozen water content and the pressure head measured by the Karam experiment is like this, the cross, gray crosses. The pressure head from the initial to negative 800 centimeters was measured by tension meters. Then less than minus 800 centimeters was estimated by using the Clausius-Clapeyron equation and the temperature. So these data were connect smoothly, so we regarded as the parallel use of this technique is effective to estimate the pressure head of the frozen soil. Speaking of the water content, the frozen soil has more water content than that in the water retention curve measured at the room temperature. It maybe come from the ice growth rate is in the soil is slower than the soil temperature rate of the soil temperature changing soil temperature changes. This is the enlargement of the this part, so it shows the frozen soil has more water at upper part of the soil cam, which has a higher freezing rate. So the water retention curve at the room temperature was well fitted by Fang-Einstein equation, but the relationship between unfrozen water content and pressure head has some shoulder around here, so we try to use a Dahlan model like the blue dotted line. So before we are moving on the evaluation of the hydraulic property, I should talk about the soil freezing model we use here. So water flow due to the soil freezing may be calculated by solving the Richards equation and heat conductivity equation, including changing ice content and the release of latent heat. With the Clausius-Clapeyron equation, the relationship between H and T. So to solve these equations, we need the water retention curve and the hydraulic properties, unsaturated hydraulic conductivity of frozen soil. So how should we do? Actually, we have the three options. So first one is a very classic model. In this model, the frozen soil has the same water retention curve and hydraulic conductivity as unfrozen soil. It sounds fair and actually easy to calculate, but it overestimates the water flow from unfrozen to frozen soils. So the currently well-used model, let's say the modified K model, the hydraulic conductivity of frozen soil was reduced by using the impedance factor and ice fraction. This model also has some problems. For instance, we cannot explain the physical meaning of the impedance factor, and actually we don't have any method to decide it. And it also takes long computation time. So the third model we proposed here is a modified theta model. In this model, the frozen soil has a retention curve observed that the Clam experiment, and the hydraulic conductivity is the same as the unfrozen soil. This is the summary of the two models. So in the modified K models, the frozen soil has the same water retention curve of the unfrozen equilibrium state one. And in the modified theta models, the soil has a retention curve observed by Clam freezing models. This is the relationship between the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity and water content. In the modified K model, the hydraulic conductivity is drastically changes when the soil starts to freeze. And actually, the hydraulic conductivity depends on the ice content, so we can't express these changes in the single lines. But in contrast, in modified theta model, the hydraulic conductivity changes gradually from the unfrozen state to frozen state. So using these two models, here we analyze the Clam freezing experiment. First of all, this is a profile of the temperature. So the symbol is observed data for 0, 24, 48 hours. Then solid line indicates the calculated data. So when both ends were set at different temperature, the soil near the end immediately reaches the setting temperature, and frozen, the sample was frozen from top. The frost depth is about 17 centimeters for 48 hours. Both models well calculated this temperature profiles. Then this is the moisture profiles for same observation now as. The black symbols indicate the unfrozen water content measured by TDRs, and the outlined symbols was the total water content measured by oven dried method. Subtracting unfrozen water content from the total water content indicates the ice content. The lines indicate the calculated value by using the modified K model or by using the modified theta models. So at a glance, both models well simulated the changing water profiles. However, if we see the near freezing front, there are some differences. In modified K models, the water content in the unfrozen part is almost constant and suddenly changes at the freezing front. In contrast, in the modified data models, the water content decreased near the freezing front and more gradually, more gently decreased at the freezing front. This difference may be coming from the profiles of the difference in the profile of hydraulic conductivity changes at the freezing front. So, to estimate the more detailed changes near the freezing front, we check the changing water content and the hydraulic head at each observation depth. This is a change in water content and the hydraulic head at each observation depth. So as freezing progressed, the water content and pressure head decreased in the order of the depth. The rainbow colored lines were calculated value from the modified K models, these two, and the modified data models. So when we use the modified K models, so drastic changes, discontinuous changes was observed in water content and pressure head. But on the other hand, if we use the modified data models, the model very agreed with the observed data. So we summarize the modified data model is more physically feasible than the modified K model, in which the freezing K models that use the fake impedance factor omega. So.
Questions, please?
Yes. When water freezes, it expands. So the question I have is, there's two of them. Were your soils near saturation during saturated water content when you started the experiment? Mm-hmm. And the second part of the question would be, what do you think the role would be of the expansion on, say, the soil water content, mm-hmm. the unfrozen part?
So the first freezing experiment, we use the initial water content of 0.4. So the saturation condition is 0.6 or something like that. So the initial water content is around here. Then, what did you say about the second question?
The second question really dealt with the fact that the pressure inside will increase as a result of the expansion. There's going to be a pressure gradient at where the expansion occurred. And the question was kind of thinking along the lines, well, wouldn't that cause the water content, the unfrozen part, to actually decrease water to flow down?
Sorry, I couldn't understand well. So
the expansion,
expansion,
then the pressure changes. What
happens? Actually, it should be changed by the water expansion due to the phase transitions. But at this time, we couldn't measure that change in the hydraulic pressure, or we actually neglect the change in calculation.
Okay. Questions? Any questions? No more questions? Thank you so much.